Praise the Lord. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Anne-Marie McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries coming to you from Bamberg, Germany. Actually, I'm in Bretten-Gussbach, Germany. Bless the name of the living God. God is so good to us. He's good and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord because he first loved me. Thank you, Jesus. I love God and I love his people. And I'm glad that we have this opportunity to meet today on this line and be able for you to hear me. I believe that one day God will make a medium such as this that will be take it to the next level. We'll be able to see one another. Thank you, Jesus. But for now, this is what we have, and we thank God for it. We thank God for his word. Let us pray. Jump into the word of God and see what thus saith the Lord to us today. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We love you and we bless your holy name forever. There is none like you. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for revelation knowledge. Be with us right now as we hear this word. Break the bread of life together. And receive revelation in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Well, last time we continued to talk about being sensitive, to be able to hear, to be able to move, to be able to discern and make right decisions in our lives and know what God is saying. And we looked at David with Ziba and Mephibosheth. And, you know, it wasn't easy for the man of God to see who was telling the truth. Was it Ziba or was it Mephibosheth? Who would you have believed? How would you have handled that situation? Have you been in a situation like that before? If you were, what did you do? Those are questions that you have to handle. Have you been in a situation where one person said something and somebody else said another thing, and it was up to you to decide how you want to handle it? Have you been in a situation where you heard something and you handled the situation based on what you heard, only to find out something later? Now, when you found out the new information, did you go back and apologize? Did you go back and fix it? Did you go back and say, I'm sorry? Or even if you didn't hear another side, did the Lord God reveal anything differently to you so that you could go back and fix maybe something that was broken because you misunderstand? We have to be and become sensitive enough to the Spirit of God where we're willing to do that. Where we refuse to live with ourselves, just keep on, you know, brushing it under the rug. A couple of weeks ago, I gave you the scripture where the Bible talks about the conscience of the people being seared with a hot iron. In other words, they come to the place where things don't bother them anymore. You know, sometimes I think about certain ones that live in certain countries and how they go about. I heard years ago they went about the villages cutting people's hands and feet off and fingers off and things like that, you know, destroying people's lives. And what is it like? How do these people sleep with themselves? Their conscience has been seared with a hot iron. They are no longer sensitive to the lives of human beings. Sensitive to the hurt of the poor and to the hurt of what people feel. Well, that's the kind of sensitivity I'm talking about, and I'm talking about being sensitive to the Spirit of God and the move of the Spirit. Can you see that something is going on in the church and God wants us to hear him? Amen? And so we have to be sensitive enough to know what thus saith the Lord. And last time we looked at 2 Samuel chapter 16, where Shimei had just gotten through cursing David, and David said, no, don't kill him. Leave him alone. Let him curse David. Now, David put it like this. Maybe God told him to curse David. We know better because we have the word. We know that God wouldn't do that, but the man is cursing David, and so David said, no, that's okay. Maybe the Lord will turn around and be merciful to me because I allow this. Chapter 16 of 2 Samuel said, verse 12, it may be that the Lord will look upon my affliction and the Lord will requite me good for this cursing this day. In other words, if, you know, some of us, you know, our egos get in the way and our pride gets in the way and, you know, you hurt my feelings, the feelings get in the way. You know, and we don't know how to even take some hardship somebody criticizes some of us and we just bent out of shape. Somebody try to correct us. I find that most of, I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm not talking about the world. This message is not for the world. This is for the body of Christ. Because the world cannot receive the things of God. But the body of Christ should be able to. But I do venture to say that many in the body of Christ today cannot even take correction. You try to correct some people, and they get too bent out of shape. But we have to be sensitive enough to the Spirit to know that when after that correction is coming, you know what? This is God helping me straighten out. This is God teaching me how to live by His word and by His voice and in His grace. Amen. And so David says, you know, maybe God will just bless me because I'm taking this cursing and I'm not doing anything about it. Glory to God. That's powerful right there, isn't it? That's powerful to be able to say, I'm not going to do anything about this. This person is hurting me. I'm not going to do a thing about it. Because God will see that I'm taking this cursing, and God will just be merciful to me because of this. That's awesome to be able to think like that. And so let's continue and look at the word of God again and see what happened. So we saw here in chapter 16, Shimei cursed David, told him he was a bloody man, and the sons of Uriah, Joab, of course, wanted to go kill Shimei, and David said, no, let's not do that. And Abishai wanted to kill him, and David said, let's not do that. Let's leave him alone. God will bless me. Well, let's jump over to chapter 19, and let's see what happened to Shimei in the end, you know, and his mind said, the Lord. Or are we at the end? In chapter 19, beginning at verse 16, Shimei, the son of Gera, Benjamite, which was of Ben-Bahurim, hasted and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. Now, this is after David is back being king again. I mean, let that sink in. He's back being king again, and now he's on top of the world again, and now Shimei is meeting him again. Let's see what happens. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons, and his 25 servants with him, and they came and went over Jordan before the king. Glory to God. Look how many people are coming to greet and meet the king right here. And look, let's jump to verse 21, just for time's sake. Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, answered and said, shall not Shimei be put to death for this because he cursed the Lord's anointed? See, now everything is going well, and the same Shimei have come out to meet David. And in verse 18, we didn't read it. Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was come over Jordan. Verse 19 said, and said unto the king, let not my lord impute iniquity unto me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely that day that my lord the king came out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. For thy servant doeth know that I have sinned. In other words, he's repented. Therefore, behold, I am come first this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king. So here's the man saying, I'm sorry for what I did. You know, I know that I sinned. I know that I messed up. And he came with 25 of his servants, 15 of his sons, all of his household. They came to say, I'm sorry to David for what Shimei had done. Glory to God. I know I was wrong. Abishai said, we need to kill this man because he cursed the Lord's anointed. Listen to David. David said, what have I to do with you, sons of Zeruiah? You read the story, you see that his sons are always trying to kill somebody. That ye should this day be adversaries unto me. Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel? Therefore the king said unto Shimei, thou shalt not die, and the king swear unto him. David said, not today. Nobody is dying in Israel today. The Lord has made me king. The Lord have revenged me of my adversaries. The Lord has put me in this place. I don't have to kill anybody today. I'm not doing this today. Now, how many of us would have humbled ourselves to the place and sensitive to the things of God enough to know, even though this man did this to me, he deserved death, he deserved punishment, I'm going to be merciful to him, and I am not going to let there be any killing today. I'm not going to do what I know I could do and get away with it. It is within my rights to do it, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be merciful. This is sowing mercy. This is sowing the love of God. This is sowing the goodness and kindness of God. This is a fruit of the Spirit. And this is what I mean by being sensitive to the place where you just move in the move of God. Love thinketh no evil. Love is not easily provoked. And your love of God, your walk with God, your goodness in God, your putting on Christ causes you to act in a certain way. The Bible says that we will be judged by our deeds, things done in our body. Not just what you thought or what you said you believed, but what exactly were your deeds? Those will be judged. How did you play out your anger, your hurt, your situation? Somebody did you wrong. How did you play that out? How did you play out your behavior at work? How did you play out your situations? Were you always overly to a place where you had to speak your mind, give somebody a piece of your mind, and you know, and tell them how you feel? Were there times when you patiently just understood, you know what, it's all right, give God glory anyhow? Were there times when even you look at your situation and say, hey, but you know what, Lord, I trust you. I'm sensitive enough to the Spirit to know that it's not going to continue forever. Oh, did you go into worry and fear and panic mode? Which one did you do? Be sensitive to the Spirit. Stop and see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. When that whirlwind and tornado comes around you, maybe it's time for you to stop and see if God is telling you to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Maybe God is telling you to fast for 3 days. Maybe he's telling you to read your Bible. Maybe he's telling you something. But be sensitive enough to say, okay, Lord, what does this mean? Show me what it is. Show me what to do. Amen? Be sensitive in the things of God. Don't let your conscience be seared with a hot iron. Don't ignore the conscience of the Holy Spirit. But let your conscience bear witness with the Spirit and the word of God. Amen. Glory to the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bless this audience, everyone that's hearing the sound of my voice. We thank you for them, Lord God. I thank you for keeping them, strengthening them, healing them, bringing them their deliverance. I give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Anne Marie McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries. God bless you.